Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, hats, Dick Hitswater, Tubin, and OJ. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Come, fair lady, to mine bed we go, and verily sweet pleasures we shall know. Yet, where thy belly meets thy limb, I beseech thee, give a trim, for thy bush doth overflow.
Milady doth have a 70s muff. A 1470s muff.
Zounds, it's as prickly as a Christmas wreath. Think it might hide some baby birds beneath. Pray, shave it off to make a coat. There are fur balls down mine throat, short and curlies twixt my teeth.
I sayeth not thy is her suit, but it looketh like thou hast buckwheat in a leg lock.
But soft, what hair through yonder girdle grows to be, or not to be put in cornrows. Oh, it is beastly and unruly, and it smelleth of patchouli, and that offends my nose.
I sayeth not thou art furry down there, but it doth resemble Fidel Castro eating a London broil.
Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Medieval bush.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I like my new idea. put a nice necklace around a pumpkin, jack-o'-lantern. Oh, look, baby, look what I got. Oh, my gosh, that pumpkin has a necklace on.
Oh, look at that.
That would sure look good on you.
I don't know what it is.
Now get dressed and put that on.
I don't know what it is about you when you're sexy and you say, baby, I just want to punch you right in the mouth.
That's gross.
Well, they missed the last part where I said, come on, baby, put your clothes on. Let's try on that necklace.
No, it's still you doing it stupid and awful.
Yeah, put your clothes on. The implication
being that... Wouldn't you want to see her in the necklace without anything on?
Yeah, you know, Christy, that's exactly the point. The thing is...
I have an email.
Wait a minute, Christy. I've got my fantasy backwards. So
yeah,
so should you
right. Well, maybe not for you. I don't know.
That wouldn't be.
Actually, if anyone's going to be naked in the driveway, it is you.
Ironing, probably.
I know. Well, I have been in the... I've been in my car naked.
What? Today?
No, not today. I've had to move a car. Have you ever had to move a car in your driveway and you just run out there quickly to get it done? And
no.
Yeah, but I can't do it naked. The neighbors.
I'm in my garage all the time naked with my dog, and she was like, yeah, that's fine. Has no idea I'm naked. Isn't that
I don't like being naked around a dog.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes that hang down looks awful lot like a sausage.
It's just so massive.
No, just anybody. I think it could be a little teeny.
We have an email that begins, hey, you stupid idiots.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, give me some respect.
I had my knee replaced 10 days ago.
with what?
And did
a dog.
You're just a bunch of jackals.
Was it his left knee or his right knee? Or her? If it's her, I can't do the weenie.
Doesn't...
you could.
Yeah, you could.
These days, they can do anything. Ask Caitlyn Jenner.
Had it replaced 10 days ago and did my first walk with my dogs solo today. Can Mr. McGee please give me a how about you for congratulations? Nope.
How long ago was the knee replaced?
10 days.
10 days.
That's
ago.
Great. Good
ten
for her.
Days ago. That's amazing.
Is it her?
That's a guy, Jerry.
Jerry.
A friend of mine had that done. Couldn't drive for a month. That is a serious recovery. Good for him.
Jerry. Wow. Jerry. How about you, Jerry?
All right, Jerry. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. And then, dear stupid idiots, the question may have been answered in the past, but is that Columbia baseball cap the only one Tom owns?
No, I've got 50 of these exactly the same.
50?
No, you
so
don't.
The answer is yes and no.
Yes and no.
No, I probably have 10 of them.
Do you get a discount off Columbia merch?
Not at all.
Not at all.
He just needs everyone to know that he attended
not
a school in the Ivy League.
I can't figure it out. Oh, sorry.
I never wore a cap on the air until I had my eye surgery. These lights, I can't see if I don't have it on. Sorry. I have to wear a baseball cap, but thanks for bringing it up.
You hurt his feelings.
You really did.
Damn.
Do you wear Dallas Cowboys gear here?
Does that have to do with you always wearing a Columbia baseball?
This is a fair question.
I don't, no.
We do have nice Bob and Tom caps.
I'll play along, no.
That's a weird thing, isn't
it? I'm not going to do that. I remember I went to see a famous rock and roll guy, and he had his own T-shirt on. I thought, that's wrong.
Yeah, there's something weird about it.
Yeah, that's this is weird enough. Going, look at me.
Oh, Pat, look.
I have a Bob and Tom cap on. So people ask me questions all day.
No, he calls his hat bait, is what Pat Bob and Tom. Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I do work for the Bob and Tom.
I walk in singing.
Hello, ladies. Well, hello, ladies. Nobody has pubes.
I like that
anymore.
Logo. It looks like a gas station logo.
Oh, thank you.
It's one of my favorites.
Ohio? Remember Ohio?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a story that will get to a song, I guess, if you want to do it in that order.
Police in Kansas have... Well, that's generally how we do it. If you'd rather do the song first.
If you
first.
Played back what you just said, you would go, Tom doesn't want to do a song.
He's not really...
You
kidding.
Said, we'll do a song, I guess.
Well, I wanted to do the song earlier, but you guys objected so much we ran out of time.
We didn't.
That's not what I'll explain how radio works later off the air.
You know, that used to upset me when then I realized you don't know how anything works, let alone radio. So, I'm kind of kind of content. Go ahead, Chris.
Police in Kansas have apprehended a naked teenager covered in ranch dressing, according to investigators.
Boy or girl, I need to know how hot to get.
17-year-old boy was under the influence of a substance when he allegedly damaged merchandise.
Let's make him 18 years old.
Petro Deli in Shawnee early on Saturday.
So slow down. So we've got a naked boy, 17-year, well, naked young man, 17 years of age.
Yes.
This is weird.
He's in a deli, the Petro Deli.
Right.
The teen ran outside, jumped into a running car, which he then crashed into a nearby pillar. Shawnee County Sheriff's Office deputies took the unnamed teen to a local hospital for treatment before he was released into the custody of his parents. Yikes. He may face criminal charges related to the incident.
And he was covered in ranch?
That's what it says.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer's wet dream.
Oh, man.
This is...
Now, you can see...
Totally
this,
worth it.
This, yeah, you can see how something like this could happen. I mean, Josh, I mean, when you were 17, those were your salad days.
I knew that was
That's right.
I wonder, was his Hidden Valley exposed?
Does it say that?
Well, I was naked. I would assume yes.
Could be part of a Halloween costume.
Yeah?
Maybe his buddy dressed as the chicken wing, ditched the cops.
Oh.
Nigel, where? So, we do have a tribute to ranch dressing from Mr. Donald.
Dear ranch dressing, I love you so I wrote this letter. I know that you're bad for me, but everything dipped in you tastes better. Carrots, oh, better. True. Broccoli, much better. Dry salads, practically inedible, but with you on top, it's incredible.
It's all true.
Celery would be healthy and depressing without you ranch dressing. Ooh.
I think the ranch dressing people are going to buy this. Commercial.
That is selling it.
Dear ranch dressing, I tell my friends they ought to try it. I miss you on a slice of pizza. Those 2 days in May when I'm on a diet. Buffalo wings, oh, better.
True.
Doritos, much better. I'll lick you up forever, pally. Put it on my girlfriend's Hidden Valley. Oh, your buttery, milky goodness I savor. Even on kale, it enhances the flavor. Some would say I'm obsessing. Dear ranch dressing. Yours truly, Josh Arnold.
Hey, what the heck?
Oh!
Hold me back.
Oh, boy.
Hold me back.
You switched it all around there.
That's a beautiful song, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ode to ranch.
Wait a minute. Wait, you don't like ranch, right, Christy?
I hate ranch dressing.
What's wrong with you? Ranch is the best.
No.
You don't like the flavor?
Yeah, she doesn't like flavor. She doesn't like butter on her popcorn.
Now, there is a controversy.
About?
We got a very serious windbag letter about this one. Was it Willie that pointed out that there was, or did someone write you about ranch dressing powder?
There's ranch seasoning powder. I figured out about it because my older brother uses it to make a low-calorie ranch, and he uses Greek yogurt and then adds the ranch seasoning.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
But, we didn't know about that, and we were pretty much attacked for not being aware of the fact.
I think that I pitched it as you could use it for a salt rim in place of salt with that buffaloing beer we were talking about.
That's correct.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how it came
out. Now, Christy, don't you still carry around fake butter? And
Molly
and
McButter?
Molly McButter.
Or Butter Buds or whatever. What's it called?
What's
Molly
that?
McButter, yeah.
I'll have a baked potato dry.
So I was there live for that. Had to endure that. Yeah.
And so instead of putting butter...
You sprinkle a butter substitute on it.
You know, when you get to heaven, you know what God's going to be eating?
Butter.
A potato with butter on it. Yeah. You know, and if you bring in Molly McButter, it's going to be a couple more years in purgatory.
Really quick.
In heaven, Christy will have the butter.
Oh, sure. Really quick, Dad, do you have no salt within an arm's reach of you right now?
Yep. No.
Okay, yeah. You can't get mad at people.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Yeah. You're a madman. It's right there. You can't get mad at Christy for that.
No salt. It's the sodium-free alternative.
Well, see, and then this is a lower... Cowl.
This is for blood pressure.
Well, mine's for obesity, okay?
Well, your stupid Molly McButter is irritating me, so my blood pressure is going up.
Yeah, what's your deal today? Well, you need to calm down.
Your blood pressure's
too high. I'm going to feel better because I'm going to put some pumpkin spice from Simply Organic into my Java.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
God.
Into my Java.
Nothing can go wrong now. But what makes my coffee taste the best are the fact that I have these beautiful sticks.
How many of those do you have?
I bought 1,000 of them. Oh, I did.
Oh, I know.
Remember the time I bought 1,000 cups?
Yep.
They're almost gone.
What do you mean?
Are you serious?
Remember the time? It was last week, wasn't it?
No, I, when this whole thing started, I went and bought 1,000 throwaway cups.
About 6 months ago.
Yeah.
They're really almost gone?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they've been there's been a giant box in my office of them. The box is still in there. You can take it home and
play in it? Like a fort?
Well, maybe you'll have to have some kids come over.
You think we'd enjoy receiving your trash.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The big, big box, not big enough for me.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. I got 1,000, not 50,000.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, what's the time in today's date? I'm keeping a log.
Yeah.
7:31, 10:2020.
Did you get that, please?
Shut up. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitchwater sitting in for David Hyde Cock.
For who?
And this is some other news.
Wait, I'm sorry, Dick. Who are you sitting in for?
David Hyde Cock, I heard.
Well, Halloween is just around the corner, and I personally just finished the final touches on my modified catapult.
Oh, nice.
I call it the candy pult.
Oh, good.
Now, if neighborhood children want candy from us this year, they better stand about six houses down. What's better than candy in your bag anyway? Candy raining down from the heavens.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
That's what. Yeah. Although things may be a little strange this year, costumes will still be in style. I already bought Mrs. Hitzwater her sexy ER nurse costume.
Nice.
The way she wears that thing around the house, I'm going to need an EKG stat. Dr. Chuck. Costume shops across the nation are reporting on their most popular adult costumes. Here are the top three. At number three is a scampire. It's a bloodsucker who steals your personal information and sells it on the dark web. Ooh, very spooky.
Scampire, yes.
Yeah, number two is the Zomboni costume. It's an evil undead minion who would like nothing more than to eat your brain and clean your ice.
Silly.
Zomboni.
That's rather
obscure. I didn't know it was so popular.
And the number one selling costume this year is Harry Potter. It's a costume featuring a well-groomed hipster beard, slacks, a polo shirt, and a bag of golf balls.
Certainly.
Yeah, very friendly. And just remember this. Use common sense this year, kids. We want no repeats of last year's tragic drownings that occurred while people were bobbing for watermelon. Yeah, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for David Hyde Cox. And this is Some other news.
Can't be right. David Hyde Cox must be related to the famous David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah.
Of
because those are related. How again?
Yeah, Pierce and what?
David Hyde Pierce. For those of you that are even somewhat familiar with contemporary culture, you might realize he's a.
What does that have to do with David Hyde Cox? Pierce Cox. What?
Cox was the last name. COX.
Yeah, let's not be
like I can't.
Like Wally Cox. It was not
today.
Wally Cock.
No, it wasn't. Well, that was the worst Pixar movie I ever saw.
Yeah. You know, you watch it and you go, gosh, this is going to get better, but no, it never does.
No, it never does. Never does. Smut lays there. Wally Cock.
Dear Ranch Dressing.
Oh, man.
Okay, I didn't give you the biggest story of the day, Christy, because I forgot to print it.
Of course.
Can I give you the teaser on it?
God, my
please.
God.
Yes, yeah.
We don't have to. Well, the teaser involves...
Man, if you were as organized as you think you are, we could really get some work done.
The show would last 20 minutes.
There you go.
Tiger King, a tiger, tiger king.
Damn.
Tiger king,
tiger king.
Tiger king, a tiger, tiger king.
Tiger king, a
tiger, tiger king.
It's not...
Tiger king, a tiger.
What is it? It doesn't recycle quick enough?
No, it I hit it. And it,
damn!
There's somewhat of a delay.
Okay.
So I have to guess.
Okay, that's very nice. That's OJ, of course, commenting.
Damn!
There was an incident with Jeffrey Toobin.
The distinguished attorney.
Yes.
And writer.
Author.
Debater.
Who wrote a great book about O.J. Simpson, among many others, and he's been covering, of course, Supreme Court stuff for years.
Yeah.
He was part of a Zoom meeting, apparently, with the New Yorker, and I believe it was CNN.
CNN,
where he's on the staff there. And apparently he left his camera on, was going through some personal motions, if you will. was actually seen by everyone else on the call.
Oops.
Wow. Yeah, so he's taking a leave. Poor guy. What a, that's so embarrassing.
So they were, oh, yeah. They were probably trying to tell him, Jeffrey. But did he have his, was it muted or he couldn't hear them?
Jeffrey.
Well, if he was doing it for TV, I imagine he would be using headphones. So you take the headphones off and then you got no audio, right?
Yeah, maybe so.
He was on the phone though, right?
He was on the phone, they said.
So he was, they were in the middle of a,
they were in a meeting, weren't they?
Doing a Zoom meeting with a bunch of people.
They were doing a rehearsal
for the election.
Those are so universally boring that I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people probably are doing that during these Zoom meetings.
Who knows when the love bug is going to strike?
That's right. Remember the one we had in, I think it was in South America, where the guy was going at it with the gal in the back?
With the secretary, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the same situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe his camera was muted.
Maybe he was just waiting to caught. Maybe he just has no sense for authority.
Wait, no, what?
Maybe he just wants to get caught.
Oh, caught.
Maybe he has no.
See, the word, let me, Willie, real quick. The word caught, C-A-U-G-H-T.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did I sneak an N in there? Is that what I did?
No, no, you had a very shorter word, four letters starts with C.
One might graduate loud A.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.